To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday Doorbuster Deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time Doorbuster Deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Because I'm an idiot. All right, back on the Jeff Calkins Show. Let's do this Chris Harrington deal. I really have a pretty easy job. I just have to say the same words every day, Jeffrey, and sometimes I don't. Chris Harrington joins me now. Chris, what are we listening to?
That's Hello Mary Lou, Ricky Nelson's hit from 1961. That guitar solo playing right now is by James Burton, who went on to be Elvis's sideman later on. James Burton, happy birthday to James Burton, born on this day in 1939.
All right, Chris, I don't have a lot to run by you today, but I have a few things. One is we have the new name of the bridge, by the way, King's Crossing. Sounded to me a little bit like a church out in Cordova. But what do you think of our new bridge is going to be called King's Crossing after MLK, B.B. King, and Elvis the King?
And Albert. Give Albert King some love.
And Jerry. But they specifically identified the kings they had in mind.
Right. I think I'm okay with that. I don't know. I mean, I'd have to let it sit a little bit. I'm in favor of places, upholding their culture. And so I think I'm okay with that. I think I like it.
What do we have now? We got the... I never know which is which. There's the new bridge.
Hernando de Soto is the new bridge.
That is the new
and
bridge.
And then the right. Arkansas-Tennessee... I think it's just called literally... The old bridge is like... Isn't it called the Arkansas-Tennessee...
I think it's called the Memphis-Arkansas Bridge. Yeah. At least in the Charlie Rich song from the 70s, it was called the Memphis-Arkansas Bridge. That's the old bridge.
That's the old bridge.
Yeah,
the you've never liked Big River Crossing though. That name, have you? I think you're not a big fan of Big River Crossing. You like that? You like Big River Crossing itself? You like walking across that bridge?
It already had a name, basically, which was the Harahan Bridge, which worked for me, which sort of had a little bit more character to me.
Right.
Yeah. So I'm not. I mean, you get used to things, right? But no, the Big River Crossing. I didn't love that name.
It's great though. I do like the Big River Crossing. It's one of the places that...
Oh, the thing itself, sure.
Yeah, the thing itself is great. I mean, the fact that you can walk across or bike across the river, look down, see barges, and trains are going behind you, it's just great. You do have bridges across the Mississippi in the Twin Cities. In fact, you had one collapse, I believe, at one point, and there were fatalities involved. Do those bridges have names?
I don't know, 15, 20 years ago, something like that.
Do they have names?
I can't think of...
They're just bridges.
They're within the city, right? They're smaller, the river's smaller. And so it's just like that, the highway goes over the bridge, right? Or the streets go over the river. There is one that's a pedestrian bridge that's called the Stone Arch Bridge. But the roads, there's just the roads going over the river,
Right. Okay, a couple of NBA things. One is John Wall has retired. Do you have any thoughts on John Wall? Any particular memories of John Wall? Were you a fan of John Wall's game?
Yeah, I like John Wall's game. He had a sort of rangy, dynamic floor game. He's a guy who, he didn't have longevity in terms of his peak years. Washington has not had a lot of good teams over the years, but there was that one little stretch with him and Bradley Beal as the backcourt where the team was good. He's someone I've brought up recently in things, maybe mailbag, I can't remember, relative to Ja Morant, because there's the question of, like, you know, of athletic point guards who aren't great jump shooters and they tend to peak earlier. And I've said, yes, that's true, but they don't tend to peak at 23. You know, Derrick Rose did, but only because he had a major career changing injury that prevented him from playing from, you know, the peak years lasting longer. But if you look at someone like John Wall and someone like Russell Westbrook, like their peak years did not extend into their 30s. True. But their very best seasons came in their late 20s. It was more the 26, 27, 28 range. So I brought that up in reference to Morant.
Didn't Wall have some kind of cataclysmic injury in the end too? Like that's what truncated his career.
Yes.
It wasn't the
end. Yeah, that's what like ended. That's what kept his career itself being short. I think the peak years being shorter was also part. I think that may have happened anyway, just because of the kind of player he was.
Has Westbrook found a home?
I don't believe so.
Not yet, no.
I think he is still out there.
And wasn't he decent last year for Denver? He was sort of a revelation.
Yeah, I mean, how much of that is connected to Jokic? He was good. He put up good numbers. He always puts up good numbers. But I think he was considered generally a positive player for the Nuggets last season. But they haven't brought him back, which is notable.
That is notable. John Wall. That's interesting. Yeah, John Wall is going. We know his next gig. He's going to be an analyst for NBA on Prime. I lose total track of who's going to be where, whatever. We also had the news.
There's 25 different names they've announced as part of the broadcast on these things that I can't.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Are you going to sit down and sometime and figure out what you need in order to watch what you want to watch?
Yeah. I mean, I don't know if I'll sit down and figure it out as much as I'll come to a day. And I'll be like, can I watch the game tonight? No. So what do I need to do today to watch? It's more than likely that's going to be the situation.
Well, the other thing that's happening today is that today ESPN is launching its streaming app. ESPN Plus wasn't, you could get ESPN Plus, but you didn't get ESPN by getting ESPN Plus. Now, you don't have to subscribe to cable. You get actual ESPN for $29.99 a month as of today. And Jeffrey, you do need ESPN to watch the NBA, right?
This correct.
Year? Yeah. So do you get ESPN? Do you get it as part of a cable package, or are you going to subscribe to this app?
I don't currently get ESPN, the channel, or anything as part of any cable package. I have generally been sort of like a couple of magazine subscriptions. On and off over the years, I have had ESPN Insider. I currently don't. I think I paused, like during the basketball season, I paused all that. I had it, you know, mostly for the articles, right, for the Insider articles. I don't plan on subscribing to the ESPN service like today or tomorrow or whatever. Right. It'll be another thing where, well, they'll reach a point where I want to consume something I can't consume, and then I'll make a choice of whether I think it's worth subscribing to the thing to consume it. It'll be more of that kind of situation.
Yeah.
Jeffrey, I don't need ESPN in my life every day.
Right. Well, and it is hefty. Like, it's not, you know, a lot of these decisions, I want to pay $7.99
right,
for whatever. This is $30 a month. Jeffrey, do we have how many cents of how many games are going to be on ESPN? Like, is it the kind of thing that you're going to, if you are a serious consumer
of the NBA? I definitely
know
this. You're going to definitely need it in the playoffs.
You're going to need it in the playoffs. Well, then I imagine that Chris will be subscribing for $30 a month.
I remain annoyed that there's not just a Super League Pass.
I know.
Like League Pass should be League Pass. League Pass should be you get the games.
League Pass.
And at this point, like, what's the point of League Pass, you know?
What were you going to say, Jeffrey?
It's 80 total games that ESPN and ABC will broadcast during the regular season.
And you get ABC as part of the ESPN?
So ABC is part of games that are broadcasted on ABC are included on the app. But to Chris's point, if you've got the digital antenna, for the games on ABC, you don't have to buy the ESPN app. But if you want to...
Right.
Like, but you will be able to watch them on the app.
And thanks to your guidance, Chris has the antenna.
Correct.
So, yeah.
Here's the thing, though. They're carrying 80 games. Is that what you said? Something like that?
Yep, 80.
There are more than 1,200 games. Like, nobody's watching every basketball game.
But in the playoffs.
And so, like, maybe I just don't watch those 80 games, you know? Like,
I think that's fine. I think you'll survive.
Right?
I think we'll all survive if you don't watch those 80 games.
Yeah.
But if they're meaningful playoff games, that's a different story. Yeah. Then you might have to cave. Yeah, the whole thing's irritating.
Right. Maybe I'll get it for 2 months, right?
So
we'll see. But the issue will be when I don't think the Grizzlies have, like, I know there's one of the home games is at ESPN, but I'm going to be at that game. And so I don't know whether they have road ESPN games this season that will only be on ESPN and not be simulcast with, like, you know, Pete and Brevin and all that. That'd be the only situation. But if that's, like, literally one game, I may just peace out, you know?
Right. All right, I'm looking up. Uh-huh. So the New Orleans game on January the 30th is a road game. That is on ESPN. Denver, at Denver on February the 11th is ESPN. I assume the ESPN game Chris was mentioning is Golden State at home. Those are the only games so far that I see exclusively on ESPN.
You can leave those to Drew, Chris.
Yeah.
You can leave those to Drew. All right. You wrote a piece on what's happening in film in Memphis this week. People can read it over at the Daily Memphian. What is K-pop Demon Hunters? Jeffrey, do you know?
Not a clue. Well, okay. I'll listen to Chris.
Chris, what is K-pop Demon Hunters?
I mean, I don't know. I just acknowledge its existence. But I think it's a Netflix show, or at least in America, maybe it's a Netflix show, and it's become sort of a cult thing. It's an animated... K-pop means Korean pop music.
Right.
So, you know, a strand of, like, teen pop now. And so I gather it's some, like, Buffy the Vampire Slayer thing, but the protagonists are K-pop singers, but it's animated. I may have had that completely wrong. That's, like, my secondhand, like, halfway paying attention version of it. But it's become a thing that's popular, and there's going to be some sing-along special screening at Malco, and I don't know a lot about that.
All right. You did able identify, however, the number one grossing film worldwide, and it is something called Ne Zha 2.
Right.
I wouldn't.
It's distinguishable from Ne Zha 1.
Yeah. Of course.
Right, of course.
Can it live up to to Ne Zha 1?
Right.
Is it showing here? Is that, what is Ne Zha
2? Yeah, no, it opens wide release, you know, in Memphis on Friday. It's a Chinese movie, and so it's made its money, you know, in China and other places at this point, but it's made $2 billion in worldwide of theatrical grosses to this point. It's a sensation in China. It's an animated, like, fantasy epic thing. And whether that will translate to the U.S. box office, I guess we'll find out. But it is opening this weekend.
Here you go, Jeff. I'm sure this is something you can't wait for. After a great catastrophe, the souls of Ne Zha and Aobing are saved, but their bodies face ruin. To give them new life, Taya Zenren turns to the mystical seven-colored lotus in a daring bid to rebuild them and change their fate.
There you go. Opening at a theater near you. We talked to you last week about Highest to Lowest, the Spike Lee film.
Yeah.
And I gather that since we spoke to you, you've seen it. Your thoughts?
Yeah, I really like it. I mean, it's messy, but Spike Lee movies are messy, and they tend to be, and I appreciate the messiness. I mean, he takes big, bold swings, and some of them work and some of them don't, and some of them, like, kind of work, and, like, there's just a lot going on. I think this might be his best movie since Inside Man, which is nearly 20 years ago. It is his most New York movie since then, and I think that's really a strong part. I mean, lots of movies are set in New York. Lots of filmmakers are from New York, live in New York. That's not unusual, but there's no one else that I can think of that really is as tied to the city. It has the same kind of feel for the city and makes the city sort of, in a lot of ways, the subject of their films. Of Do the Right Thing, which is his best film, is very New York. 25th Hour, maybe even more so, which to me is his second best. And this movie is very New York. Like, you know, it you feel the subway and you feel Dumbo and the bridge and the difference between Brooklyn and Manhattan. You feel the Yankee fans and the Puerto Rico Day Parade. And just the whole, like, cultural mesh of New York is sort of in this movie. And he takes some big swings. I think it's really good. Some of it maybe strays into some corny territory. He's sort of showing his age a little bit in terms of his outlook on the world, maybe, which is kind of interesting in its own way. But I think it's really good. I'd recommend it.
Some of the others that are opening, well, what's Relay?
So Relay is a thriller. It's directed by this guy, Dave McKenzie, who did a movie a few years ago that was good, called Hell or High Water, which is written by Taylor Sheridan, who's since become a big deal, the Yellowstone guy. This is a new thriller by that director, and it stars Riz Ahmed and Lily James. And it's about Riz Ahmed plays a guy who works for a company that brokers basically illegal payoffs between corporations and potential whistleblowers. And Lily James is one of the potential whistleblowers and begins to fear for her life, and some kind of thriller emerges from that. It's gotten good reviews.
And how about Honey Don't? What is Honey Don't?
So Honey Don't is Ethan Coen, as in the Coen brothers. You know, they made movies together, Joel and Ethan Coen, yeah, for decades. And the last time they made a movie together was the Ballad of Buster Scruggs in 2018. And they sort of parted ways creatively since then. And what Ethan Coen has been doing, he's been partnering with this woman screenwriter. This is the second of, I think, a planned three movies that are sort of like screwball comedy, film noir, lesbian themed, honestly. The first one was Drive Away Dolls, and this one is Honey Don't, which stars Margaret Qualley and Aubrey Plaza. And Margaret Qualley is a private detective and investigating, and it seems to have a very Coen, feel in terms of dark comedy and broad comedy and quirkiness, you know.
All right. And we got some special screenings. We got Jaws at the Central Library. That's Saturday at 2 p.m. We got the aforementioned K-pop Demon Hunters Sing Along at Malco. We've got The 40-Year-Old Virgin and Trainwreck in special screenings. But the one I wanted to ask you about was, this is the selection, the latest selection of the Slowdown Cinema Club. That's Friday at 7:30. It's Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Mind, which was number 7 on the New York Times 100 Best Movies of the 21st Century, and it is showing again as part of the Slowdown Cinema. That's Friday. I never saw it. Did it make your list, or do you have a list of the 100 Best Movies of the 21st Century so far, and what is it?
You know, I've been thinking about making a list. I may do that later this year. I want to watch and rewatch a few things first. That's one I would probably need to rewatch. I haven't seen it since it came out. It's not available. You could rent it on Amazon, but it's not available for just automatic streaming on any service right now.
Uh-huh.
I remember having real mixed feelings about it, partly because I didn't like the Jim Carrey performance. I thought that he was too much of the sad puppy dog in that movie. Kate Winslet, I thought, was great. It's sort of a soft sci-fi romantic drama. It's about a couple who break up, and the man is given the option of erasing her from his memory. And it's about the choice of whether or not, you know, to erase, whether you should erase someone from your memory, from your past, you know, that kind of thing. And it's written by Charlie Kaufman, who did Me and John Malkovich, an adaptation, and does really like twisty, sort of oddball, postmodern kind of stuff. Director Michelle Gondry, sort of the same way. So it's not a conventional movie at all. It is widely, widely loved. I'm not sure I'm one of the people who widely loves it. I need to rewatch it.
You can read the piece over at the Daily Memphian. Thank you, Chris. Appreciate it.
Thanks.
Chris Harrington from the Daily Memphian. We're going to play Right in the Right Trivia here in a moment, where we will give away two tickets to see James Taylor September 13th, I think.
Indeed, Jeff.
September 13th at
Bank Plus Amphitheater.
Bank Plus Amphitheater. And so we need a contestant. There are, well, how many days till football, Jeffrey? College football? Two?
Technically,
we'll
yes.
We'll say two. So we'll just say caller number two. The phone number is 445-0929, 445-0929. We will take the second caller. If you want to play Right in the Right Trivia with Kevin Cerrito, we will do that next. Jeff Calkins, show 92.9 FM ESPN.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription.
Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday doorbuster deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time doorbuster deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
All right, back on the Jeff Calkins Show, joined now by Kevin Cerrito, the impresario of fun and games here in Memphis, Tennessee. Kevin, how are you? And happy birthday, belatedly.
Oh, well, thank you. Yes, appreciate it. I'm doing great. Hope everybody out there listening is doing great. We got a lot of stuff happening tonight. Of course, we always have a lot of stuff happening in downtown Memphis, a lot of conversation on this station and around the city this week with the Grizzlies lease news about downtown. But we are downtown. People are going downtown. People are having fun downtown. And we might have be hosting more events downtown than anybody else. But we're there Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday.
So where are you? Friday. Where are you downtown? What establishments are you in downtown?
So Tuesday night we're at the Huey's downtown, right there across from the Peabody, playing music bingo. Last night we were at Memphis Fillin' Station, which is the newest brewery in town. It's on G.E. Patterson, close to the, you know, in the South Main neighborhood. We were playing music bingo there. We had trivia at Ghost River on South Main last night. Tonight we've got trivia at Flyway Brewing, which used to be High Cotton in the Edge District. And every other Thursday, we're at Laughlin Yard for Music Bingo. So we'll be back there at Laughlin next week. Tomorrow night, we are at Ghost River, which is one of our biggest events every single week. It's packed out at the Ghost River Tap Room there on South Main. It's definitely proof that people are willing to come downtown. They've got a well-lit area to park that's right next to where they want to go. Ghost River is that type of place. We have so much fun there every Friday night with music.
So you find that people are downtown and having fun downtown?
It can happen. It can happen. And I do think it can happen, and it's hard, you know, obviously if you give somebody something new and exciting to do downtown, they're going to come and do it. So.
All right. Jeffrey, do we have a contestant?
We do indeed, Jeff. Let's welcome Matt Knoxford to the
program. Hey, Matt Knoxford, how are you?
Good morning. How's it going?
Good. Best of luck. I'm going to turn things over to Kevin. And here we go.
Hey, Matt. Well, we were in Oxford last night, actually, on campus at the University of Mississippi with some students playing some music bingo. So they arrive on campus getting ready to start the semester there. So shout out to everybody in Oxford. Okay, this is it's time to play. Let's get it going, Jeffrey. All right, the rules are very simple, Matt. Yeah, you get a choice of two categories. Whatever you don't choose goes to Jeffrey. He can steal from you once to grab a point. You can do the same to him in the event he misses a question during the game. We're going to start with two categories to choose from are Russia or Alaska. Russia or Alaska?
I like Russia.
Of course.
Russia. All right, we're going to Russia. What sandwich consists of corned beef, Swiss cheese, sauerkraut, and Russian dressing?
That'd be a Reuben.
That is a Reuben. You got a point to start.
It's a Reuben. He's off to a big lead. All right, Jeffrey, the pressure's on.
Jeffrey, you're going to Alaska. What is in the center of the dessert known as a baked Alaska?
I don't remember what this thing looks like. I'm going to say ice cream.
Ice cream is correct. You're saying the correct answer. Great job.
Nailed it. 1-1.
All right, let's head on. We've got the high scoring game to start here. Words or phrases? You want words or phrases?
I'll take words.
Words. Does ebb mean to increase or decrease? And that word is ebb, E-B-B. Does that word mean to increase or decrease?
I believe it means to increase.
Increase is...
not correct.
Is incorrect. It's yes, not correct. Is incorrect.
I'd like to steal.
You can't steal. Man. You can't.
You know,
steal
you can't
that.
Steal on a 50-50.
You can't steal that on a 50-50. It is a low ebb. A low ebb. That would be to decrease. Over to Jeffrey.
Yeah, the ebb and flows of this game going on. We have phrases for you, Jeffrey. What music? What would music play in Allegro be played quickly or softly? That's A-L-L-E-G-R-O. Played quickly or slowly?
Allegro is a quick tempo.
That is quick. That is correct.
2-1. Jeffrey is off to a lead.
Movies or TV?
TV.
All right, television. On the Cosby Show, Theo Huxtable's best friend, Walter Bradley, was most commonly known by what kind of gross nickname? Many listeners out there screaming at the radio right now as they drive around.
I watched that show and I have no idea.
I have a guess, but...
I'll probably know it when I hear it, as they say, right?
Yeah, I would think so.
I watch the Cosby Show all the time, but I can't remember it.
All right, we have no answer there, Jeffrey. You're not going to steal?
Yeah, no, I'm not.
You have a guess, Jeffrey, if you would have stolen?
I mean, booger is gross, like, right, or something? What's gross?
Yeah, but it was like some kind of remember. Bug.
Yeah, I mean, kind of, yeah, it's like Jeffrey's on the right track there.
It's a bug.
cockroach. Cockroach.
Yeah, there you
cockroach.
Go.
Cockroach. All right.
Not a very flattering.
Still 2-1. Over to Jeffrey.
Movies for you, Jeffrey. The second one, Oh Hell No, and The Fourth Awakens are sequels in what series of intentionally bad movies? So you're giving me the series of movies. Here are some of the sequel names again. The second one, Oh Hell No, and The Fourth Awakens.
Okay, so I think there was only four of these. I'm going Sharknado.
That is correct. Sharknado.
Seems like Matt knew the answer to that
yeah.
one. Seems like Matt was clued into that. Matt, you knew the answer to that one.
I did. I was ready.
All right. It's 3-1. Last round of regulation.
You want abbreviations or numbers?
I'll do abbreviations.
As it relates to the proper term for a life jacket, what does PFD stand for? PFD.
A personal flotation device.
That is correct.
Nailed it. 3-2. That's perfect. Go ahead.
Jeffrey, you get numbers. Tell me how many dice are used in the game Yahtzee?
All right. I'm trying to count. All right. I want to say... All right. Is it five? I'm going to say 5.
That is correct. Yahtzee.
4-2. 4-2 as we go into our final round. Let me see how many Jeffrey's wagering.
All right. Let's go with that.
Okay. Matt, how many you want to wager both your points?
Yep, all 2.
Okay. All right. Jeffrey's wagering 1.
The final category is so good they named a car after it. Do you want question A or B?
I'll take B.
He's going to go with question B. The wagering all of his points. What did Jeffrey wager?
1.
Wagered 1, but it's the 1. Game.
Playing very
up,
safe.
The game is up in the up for grabs here.
No one has stolen yet.
Correct.
Yeah, no one has stolen. Okay. Question B for you, Matt. 6 years after NASA launched their famous spacecraft intended to explore the solar system, Plymouth launched their minivan to explore shopping malls and soccer fields. What is the shared name of that NASA spacecraft in Plymouth? Minivan.
Is that a Voyager?
That is a Voyager. That is correct.
He's up to 4. We got a tie ball game, and Jeffrey has wagered a point. It's all on the line.
All right, Jeffrey. What handy little booklet cost Americans $165 the first time they buy it and cost Americans about $46,000 if they want to buy it from Honda?
Oh, it's the name of a vehicle, though.
It's the name. Yeah, so good they named a car after it.
All right, you're going to have to repeat this one.
Sure. What handy little booklet cost Americans $165 the first time they buy it from the U.S. government? It cost Americans about $46,000 if they want to buy it from Honda.
All right.
The category is so good, they named a car after it.
All right, I'm going through Honda's Pilot.
What are the Honda cars, Jeffrey?
So you got the Pilot, the Civic, whatever my wife has, the Accord.
That's a booklet? A booklet from the U.S. government?
That's why I'm trying to, like, I'm going to say Civic.
Civic is not the correct answer. Jeffrey uses a point.
Down
well,
goes
he can
Frazier.
Steal if he wants to run it up.
Down goes Frazier. Do you want to get this, Matt?
Yeah, sure. A passport.
Passport is correct. Yes, the passport.
The car my wife has.
Is that what your wife has? Unbelievable. Oh, wow. That's the car your wife has?
Yes.
You own a passport?
She does.
Unbelievable. Matt, congratulations.
Technically a bank does, but yeah.
That's unbelievable. Holy smokes. Congratulations, Matt. It's been 17 years since someone has beaten Jeffrey. Wow, that's great.
Yeah.
You have his information?
It's an honor.
Well, I do. So, Matt, you are good to go. Congratulations.
Thrilling game.
Thank you.
Well, yeah, what a thrilling finish. Coming game. From
you know what?
Yeah.
It proves his humanity. You need to, every once in a while, you,
keep me humble.
You do need to drop one.
Mm.
And I presume this means we have Jeffrey's bets tomorrow. So I presume this means your focus has shifted to winning money for the people the old-fashioned way.
I mean, listen, we've had lots on the table this week. We've been going through preseason quarterback rankings and whatnot. There's been a lot, but I mean that it's literally there's
passport.
I just can't, like, it's tough.
Passport. I honestly don't know how you win every week. It's crazy. Kevin, any final thoughts?
Wait, is it? Yeah, I mean, is it more amazing that Jeffrey wins practically every week, right? Or the fact that he lost with the name of the car that his wife drives?
That was tough. Pretty astounding. Yes.
Holy smokes. Right, go to SerenaEntertainment.com.
I buy American.
We're asking some of these questions tonight and all next week and beyond. So if you come out to a trivia night, free to play, whether it's downtown or somewhere else, we'll be playing around the Memphis area. SerenaEntertainment.com is where the full schedule is for trivia and music bingo.
All right. Thank you, Kevin. Appreciate it.
That was going to sting.
If you need a car loan, though, the place you should go is a Leaders Credit Union whether you need a mortgage or a car loan or whether you just want to set up a checking account. We love Leaders, and I can say that we're a customer in this family, and we love the app, we love the technology, we love the level of service. I being old school, I like the fact that I can walk into the branch in Bartlett or walk into the branch in Arlington, and in case I have a particular question, I have the need to see someone face to face. That's comforting to me. I love the fact that they have ATMs all over the country, access to ATMs in their network all over the country. And I love the fact, honestly, that it's a West Tennessee institution. It's Leaders Credit Union. To learn more, go to leaderscu.com/ESPN. We got to take a break. Back in a moment. Jeff Calkins Show, 92.9 FM ESPN.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein. No artificial flavors or colors. No chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
One day only Thanksgiving Day deals are coming to Lowe's.com. Plus, members get early access to online Black Friday doorbuster deals on gifting favorites, like the still trending Cobalt Mini Toolbox for just $14.98. Don't miss up to 50% off for one day only at Lowe's.com. We help you save. Valid 11/27 only on Lowe's.com. Member only doorbusters and Midnight Eastern. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change. While supplies last.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
All right, back on the Jeff Calkins Show. That was shocking turn of events, Jeffrey. And Aaliyah has weighed in to help you out here.
I have a Honda passport.
she is letting you know that the answer.
I'm aware.
To the last question was the Honda passport. Shocking, shocking turn of events. Not since Villanova Georgetown have I been as.
I thought that was closer to like cardiac pack. I mean, I'll say this. That was a classic. That was based on what questions you picked.
That was based on what?
Like, I had the lead simply because, like, had he picked the other categories, he would have had a lead. Because the ones he missed, I don't think I knew. Yeah, because nobody stole.
Nobody stole. All right, couple things I wanted to get to in addition to the things we have talked about. One is the Cowboys. There's this new Netflix show, right, about the Cowboys.
I never know. I don't call Netflix documentaries. I call them air quotes documentaries.
Right. Some have complained that it's sort of a slick PR piece. I've seen that complaints. You've heard people say it's awesome, right?
Yeah. Everyone I know that's talked to that has been like given the able to see like the first two episodes, they've all said like it is must watch.
I have this question. Are people too hard on Jerry Jones in this regard? This would be the argument. Like I saw Evan Cohen was making a version of this argument, basically saying, you know, if you count owners who have the most Super Bowl wins, you know, whatever, he's right there with Bob Kraft. You know, he's the only behind. Nothing has happened recently. It was 95-96 season. So I'm not really the criticism about Jerry Jones is everything since 96. Right.
Yeah.
And so
the thought is ever since Jimmy put the roster together.
Right. And so I wondered, is it how much of an indictment is it that you haven't won a Super Bowl since 96? And so then I counted the teams that have won Super Bowls. Do you have any idea, top of your head, how many different teams have won Super Bowls?
All right, so let's go with the parlor trick. All right, the Steelers have obviously won.
Yeah, I'm not going to wait for you. Just take a stab. We don't have enough time.
I will say. So the Patriots win a lot of them.
It depends if you count St. Louis and the Rams.
Yeah, because they have a. Right? Let's say that's one organization.
The St. Louis.
I'm going to say it's one organization. The Rams.
So here's Green Bay, Denver, St. Louis, Baltimore, Tampa, New England, Pittsburgh, Indianapolis, New Orleans, the Giants, Seattle, Philly, Kansas City, and L.A. So. Actually, it's more than I thought.
I was going to say
almost half the league.
Yeah,
but it's hard to win the Super Bowl. I don't actually think you can say that. And they're good every year. They rarely stink. They're good every year. He drafts well. He obviously screws up the paying players. I mean, you know, he overplays. That's indisputable. He overpays players because he waits too long to pay players, right?
Yeah, I think his biggest indictment, though, is they've never gotten quarterback right since Aikman.
Is that it, or is the biggest indictment, in fact, that they have as many playoff wins as the Texans?
I think that's related, though.
I mean, that's clearly related. But I don't think the fact that you haven't been to the Super Bowl is necessarily, I think that's excusable. You haven't been to an NFC championship game, and in the playoffs, you've never won more than one playoff game in a season since you won the 96 Super Bowl. And You've only won five playoff wins total since 96. That's kind of an indictment, right?
Yeah, because then when you also think about it, it's like they've been the number one seed, I think, multiple times since then.
One of the things that's caused them to, quote unquote, not get the quarterback right is they've had good quarterbacks. You know what gets in the way of you?
Well, this is my Romo argument. I think Romo is one of the more underrated quarterbacks of all time. Like, the reason why when their roster wasn't that good, Romo would, like, carry them to 8 wins.
But it's also, like, having Dak Prescott,
yep,
who's a good quarterback,
yes,
prevents you from getting a great quarterback because you just are locked.
We got a good quarterback. Don't bottom out.
We're gonna go with our good quarterback. We got a good quarterback. I think we'll stick with our good quarterback. And so you've had, for much of this period, you've had Romo and Dak, and so you've had good quarterbacks. Like, you're not thrashing around always in search, like the Commanders, for example, and sure, then you finally get one. Right? Yeah, finally we get our superstar quarterback. It's actually gotten in the way. The fact that they've been good has gotten in the way of them being great. And they're good all the time.
Yeah, but like usually when you're good all the time, you would give yourself, you would think you'd like give yourself
at least to an NFC championship.
Right.
Game. And by the way, I do think the standard should be higher for Dallas. I know it's pretty much a level playing field in the NFL, yeah, but still. Slightly higher for Dallas. People want to be Cowboys.
People want to be Cowboys, but I do think it goes to your point of the way that he manages contracts also probably prevents them from, like, you know what I mean? Like, they oftentimes they overpay their guys.
That's a huge problem.
Yeah.
It's a huge problem. The way they have bollocks that. Anyway, I'm interested in it. I did watch Hard Knocks finally. I was a day behind in Hard Knocks today. It's perfectly entertaining. But it's that's all. Ed Oliver on a horse was kind of cool.
That was funny. The horse running was hilarious. Because like he was like speed walking.
Well, that is a particular kind of horse,
yeah,
that has that gait. A trotter, I think it is. Yeah. But Ed Oliver like knows his way around a horse.
No,
Ed Oliver rides horses like downtown Orchard Park.
I mean, that's when you realize like, oh yeah, he's from Texas. Yeah. Like you do that movie, you're like, oh yeah, that makes sense.
He's that part of Texas too.
Yeah.
Like that dude had a horse. I don't know there was much else that was of particular.
I mean, it helps when
interest.
You have the game stuff, but.
Man, they got drubbed, though. It was just not interesting.
But, and on top of that, it's
absolutely
like. Absolutely. It was guys of no consequence either.
Yeah. 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 So, all right. What is coming up next on 92.9?
Jeff, here's what's coming up next on Jason and John. Drew Hill's going to join their program during hour number one. Bennett Doyle will join them at 1:25. Eric Hasseltine and Jason Smith. We'll join David Cobb and I today on Jeffrey Wright and Company. We will have Jeff with Gabe at 5 o'clock.
Thanks for listening. We got to get out of here. Back tomorrow for Now Work is Done.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
One day only, Thanksgiving Day deals are coming to Lowe's.com. Plus, members get early access to online Black Friday doorbuster deals on gifting favorites, like the still-trending Cobalt Mini Toolbox for just $14.98. Don't miss up to 50% off for one day only at Lowe's.com. We help you save. Valid 11/27 only on Lowe's.com. Member only doorbusters and Midnight Eastern. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change. While supplies last.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.